I'm afraid, now, Neil, is we just got about a minute for you to tell us what the Tibet Solidarity Group Ireland, what they can do, because unfortunately we've run out of time. Bad planning on my part now.
That's fine, Robbie. Yeah. Well, first of all, Robbie, thanks for having me back. Mm. We basically lobby the government, and we get a good response. I think the Irish government is, generally speaking, very supportive of the Tibetans, and it's very hard for them, and I know that they get frustrated. The officials in foreign affairs, I speak to them, and they get really frustrated with the slowness and lack of progress with negotiations with the Chinese. You know, you take one step forward and then you take two steps back. But nevertheless, it's part of, if every country has pressure on their governments and the governments pressure the EU pressure China, it all helps.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it's that we can do very little. Ultimately, any solution has to come from the Tibetans, represented by their government, talking to the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
And they themselves can resolve it. If there is enough will from the Chinese government, it can be resolved quite relatively easily and quickly. The question is there enough will?
Okay, and depends on the European trade interests and stuff with the growing Chinese market.
Well, the trade interests and particularly arms selling mm-hmm. is a serious disincentive to reach agreement.
Mm.
I think this not only affect future, I mean, Tibet, I think this will happen, this will bring something tragic to the world. Mm. Mm-hmm. This is my worry. And I don't worry so much Tibet. We have something, spiritual practice, this keep us going.
And perhaps we also have energy problems that may focus people's minds into probably looking at realistic mm-hmm. situations and alternatives, because the economic expansion of China cannot keep going for infinity if there's no energy to supply it. So that may be something else that might cause a refocusing of opinion, so things might not be so bleak, not bleak at all, in fact, with a great philosophy like that you have, young Chen. Without, I don't mean to seem condescending or patronizing, mm-hmm. but I'm afraid it's far better than I could have managed in the same situation, I think, you know. But anyway, but that's it from